Okay, today's sugya was somewhat of a continuation of last sugya, but the sugya was about being madlik miner l'ner, using a ner of Chanukah, to light another ner of Chanukah. That's where Rashi learns. Rashi learns the sugya is lighting from one ner of Chanukah to another ner of Chanukah. Other Rishonim, and perhaps even Rashi, the Arachim that learn like that in Rashi, it's a general question, not just with Ner Chanukah, but can I use a Ner of Mitzvah, a Ner of Shabbos, a Ner in the Beis Knesset, to light another Ner? Someone wants to come in and light their cigarette from the candle that's burning in the shul, or the yardside candle, or something like that. Could be a question. Akapanim, over here, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Ayin Dalit, Sif Aleph, the Mechaba says, Madlikin Ner Chanukah, Miner Chanukah. Says the Mechaba that one's allowed to light a Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah. I could take the light of one Ner Chanukah and light the other one. Vidavka lahadlik mizeh lezebleim tsoi. Davka, if I'm not using a match in between, I'm not using a kisim, I'm not using something in between, I'm doing it directly one from the other. But the light from one to the other through a ner shachol is usher. On that the Ramah writes, v'nagu l'hachmir b'neiris Chanukah, we're noig to be machmir by neiris Chanukah, shaloi l'halik afilu miner l'ner, not the light from one candle to the next. Why, says Ramah? The Iker Mitzvah Soi Einei Al Ner Echad. Because the Iker Mitzvah is one candle, Vashar Einei Le Mitzvah. The rest are not for a mitzvah. V'lachein Ein Lahadlik Zeh Mizeh. So Ramah is telling us that since they're not equally mitzvahs, one's a mitzvah, one's a hiddur, one cannot light from the Ner, from the original Ner, to the next Ner. Like the Magen Avraham says, "Kloimad de b'ner echad sagi l'chol b'nei abayis." With one ner is enough for all the b'nei abayis, since each bayis needs one ner. That's enough. Reb Kiva Eger in his famous tshuva in Tinyana Simin Yud Gimel, we're not going to go into it now as much, but Reb Kiva Eger over there, where he's talking about someone who lit the ner Chanukah, his case over there, the ma'aseh that took place over there was on the eighth night. And the person thought it was the seventh night, and he lit seven candles. And then he remembered it's the eighth night, and now he wants to light the eighth candle. Does he make a bracha on that lighting of the eighth candle or not? His discussion over there is, do you make a bracha on the hidden mitzvah or not? That's his discussion. And in that tshuva, he quotes this Magen Avraham, and he says, the Magen Avraham's a pella. The Magen Avraham's a chiddush. The Magen Avraham who says that the b'ner echad sagi l'cho b'nei abayis, how can you say that when I light, when the Baal Bayis lights his candles, the rest of the people in the house are having kavana not to be yotze with his ner? So you're right, it's enough to have one for everyone. But when everyone's lighting, they're also doing the mitzvah. So why should we say that you can't light from one candle to the next? So Kivei talks about over there. I want to get back to the Mechaber and the Ramah over here. The Mechaber, who's paskening over here, that Madlikin Miner Chanukah, Ner Chanukah, Miner Chanukah, you can light from one Ner Chanukah to another Ner Chanukah, and on that the Ramah is saying to be Machmer. The Mechaber, I'm just going to quote another Mechaber, in Simitov Reish Ayin Vav Sif Hei. The Mechaber says that when you're lighting, one should start to light the first night with the Ner HaYoisi Yemini, the light which is on the most right side. The second night, you add another one next to it, right? So, first night, you're starting off with the most right one. Second night, you're adding one right next to it towards the left. And you start with the one that you're moisif to light, and then you go back to the first one. Shehu yaisa smiley, kedei leifana is leimin, to go to the imin. The Mechab is saying that there's a svar over here, we have a cloud, that whenever you need to turn in one direction, if you don't know which way to turn, you turn right. So therefore, you start with the left one, and you go to the right. That's the svar on the Mechaber. On that, the Gra is bothered with this, and the Gra says, he says, V'ein lo'i tam v'reach. ואין לו איתם ריח שזה אינו רק למהג'ן מן המהג'ן. יניח עיקר המצווה ויברך על הרשוס. Says the Gra, the Ikra Mitzvah is the one that's on the most right side. And what you're saying, Mechaber, is that you should leave the Ikra Mitzvah and instead light the ones which are only a Hiddur. And make the Brach on the Hiddur. Make the Brach on the Hiddur. He says, Ein Lo Tam V'Reach. V'ayin Simin Tav Reish Ayin Dal Sif Al V'Agah. And he brings the Raya from our Ramah. Our Ramah in the Suya Malikin. That the Ramah says v'nogul hachmir, because the first one's the ikar mitzvah and the rest is only a hiddur. So he says, you see from our Ramah that the rest of them are considered a hiddur. So how can you make the bracha on the hiddur and leave over the ikar? Then he says the reason of pinois leyamin. Says that should be mevatel the mitzvah of tefach hasamach lebeisai, right? The one which is on the most right is usually in the tefach hasamach lebeisai. So the Gra argues, and the Gra is quoting our Ramah. The emes is that if we take a look at the mechaber and siman tov reish ayin aleph sif aleph, the mechaber starts off tzarich lizor ma'id. One has to be very careful about lokis neres chanukah. Afilo oni hamisparnes min atzdaka shoyel oimoicha ksuse velekech shemen lahadlik. The halacha is that by neres Chanukah, a oni, even someone who's poor, someone who's being supported by tzdaka, has to do whatever he could to get neres to light, to do be mekayim the mitzvah of neres Chanukah. Of course, the psume nisa. The halacha is that he's mechuyev to borrow or sell his clothing in order to buy shemen to be madlik. Mechaber says as a blanket statement, doesn't say one candle, two candles, eight candles, lekeach shemen. On that, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Gimel, in Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Aval einei mechuyev b'chol zeh rak b'shvil ner echa b'chol laila. You only mechuyev each night to sell your clothing to buy one candle for each night. The Bi'ar Locha says that the Gabi Tztok only has to give out to the Aniyim enough for one candle each night. But the Arsameach is medayik in the Rambam, the Arsameach in Perek Dalet, Halach Yud Beis, is medayik in the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah for the Ani to be meichik susai, to buy enough shemen to light two candles, four candles, eight candles, whatever candles it is. And therefore the Arsameach says, on this halacha, Gamla hidu v'atoisefes. It's all to be moisif shevach. The idea says the Rambam. The Rambam says the idea was the reason why Ani has to sell his clothing in order to be moisif shevach to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. So the shevach comes from the hiddur. If it's the second night, two candles. If it's the eighth night, eight candles. So our Sameach is clearly arguing with this halacha that the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that you only need to sell your clothing for one begin. What we see over here on and on is that there's this constant machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, and the Gra is siding with the Ramah, and the Arsameach is going in the Rambam, which seems to be like the Mechaber, of how do we view the extra candles that we light? After the first candle, how do we view it? Do we view it as included as part of the Ikra Mitzvah? There's a kasha, the achronim are bothered with the mechaber in general. The mechaber doesn't say anywhere to light, doesn't say anywhere that one can light one candle for the house. He doesn't bring down the mitzvah itself. You go straight to mahadrim and a mahadrim. The teretz is because the mechaber learned that the mitzvah b'shleimusa, it's not just that you have a mitzvah and then there's a hinder to be mahadr the mitzvah. The Mahajan over here is a chelik of the mitzvah itself. The Mahajan is a chelik of the mitzvah. It's mechlal the mitzvah. It's called the mitzvah shleilusi. The Lashon Rambam is mitzvah min amuvchar. It's a more chosen mitzvah. It's a better mitzvah. It's not just a hiddur. It's a better mitzvah. So therefore the mechaber is going straight for the shleimus. The best mitzvah is to do, to light each night two candles, three candles, four candles, depending on the night, which how many? And that's the flow of the Mechaber. That's all part of the same mitzvah. So I can make a bracha on the Hiddur, because that's the extra nest that took place tonight. Let me start with that, and then go back to day one. The Avudram says something interesting. The Avudram says, the Avudram was Rishon. The Avudram says, why do we say Hallel Shalem all 8 days? Why are we Goymer and Hallel all 8 days of Hanukkah? Says the Avudram, just like Sukkot. He compares it to Sukkot. He says, Shmoinas Yimei Chag HaSukkos Chalukim B'Karmon Hasayim. Just like on Sukkot, we say each day Hallel Shalem, because each day they brought different karbanes. Every day they would bring a different amount of parim. So each day was a different day. Therefore they would go mahalo. He says the same thing by Chanukah. Each day is a day for itself because it's chalik b'nei roisav. It's chalik in its neiris. So again, the same idea we see over here, that the mitzvah, the Avudram's learning al derech, like what we said in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's not just that there's a mitzvah of one candle each night and then you can add on for a hiddur. It's chalik b'nei roisav, the ikar mitzvah of the second night is two candles. The ikar mitzvah of the third night is three candles. Someone who cannot do that, who doesn't have two candles to light the second night, so he can light one candle. But be'etzem, the mitzvah is two or three candles. That's the mitzvah according to the Mechaber. The Ramah and the Gra obviously held that no, we view the extra candles as a hiddur. That's the machlekes over here, the Mechaber and the Ramah, and how to paskin in Madlikim in Elinair. Okay, another chiddush that we find from this sugya is interesting chiddush, which is that in Masechta Soifrim, in Perchof, Halacha Aleph, see, begins, Be'eshrim v'chamisha b'kislev madlikin ner Chanukah. On the 25th of Kislev, we light ner Chanukah. Ve'asa lahalik b'ner yashin. It's asa to light in an old candle holder. Ner is a candle holder. Can you use an old menorah? A menorah, you cannot use an old one. What are we talking about over there? And it goes on and says, if you only have an old one, so you should be melabne ba'ar, you should heat it up with fire until it turns nice, and then it'll be muta. So the Mefarshim explained that we're talking about a ner of cheres, an earthenware menorah, a menorah that was made out of earthenware, earth, where it gets ma'os. When you use a ner of cheres, it gets ma'os. It gets disgusting. If you use it once, twice, it turns ma'os. And it's not kavodik for the mitzvah. So the Nachlas Yaakov, one of the Pirushim on the Masechta Soifrim, says, what's the makar to this? Who said the menorah has to look nice? He says, the makar is our sugya. It's bizoy mitzvah. To use a menorah that's ma'os is a bizoy to the mitzvah. It's a bizoy to the mitzvah. And our sugya says, you're not allowed to be mevazim mitzvahs. The Levush also, the Levush says, mipneishu mios ve'evi bizi mitzvah. It's considered a bizi mitzvah. Now, the Torah brings down, that the Torah in Simet Tov Reishayin Gimel brings down that Rabbeinu Meir Mirutenburg, lahoye madlik v'ner shel cheres al b'shamateches. And the uchshaloi ha'ilay al shacheres ha'ilikei chadashim. He'll take a new one chol laila, each night. Each night he'll take a new menorah. If he only had cheres, every night he'll take a new menorah, which is mashma that Rabbeinu Meir Rotenberg learned, that what's the shear to when does this ner shel cheres become ma'os, that's a bizei mitzvah, what's the shear? The shear is laila b'chol laila. There's even a suffix in the Paiskim. If let's say it went out in the middle of the night, before the end of the Zman, right? It was supposed to burn for half an hour, it went out 10 minutes later. So halachas, you don't have to relight it. Can I still use it tomorrow night because it hasn't yet reached the ma'os? But b'chol laila v'laila. The chayra, you have to, it shouldn't be ma'os. That's the din over here. So the but he would change it every night. Now, if we take a look, and that's where the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Gimel, paskins ner shel cheres hidlik by laila achas, nasa yoshin vein malikin by laila cheres. A ner shel cheres, if someone has a ner shel cheres, people used to, back in the days people used to light, take potato peels or different peels when it wasn't so common that you could just buy menorahs like you could buy nowadays. And the shaila was, could you reuse it the next night? Or soda caps. These things get moss. So can you reuse it? Well, Kabbalah, the Shulchan Aruch is asking that each night you should take a different one. As opposed to the psilois, the wicks, the Shulchan Aruch says, you don't have to switch every night. Use the same psilois. The Chassam Seifa and many others were makbid davka to use the same psilois over and over. And on that, the Mishmur says, why? It says, because she'en ben bezoyin, the adrabim noichin lahalig yoisik she'en malikin kvar, that the tzvara bezoyin is by the ner shacheris, that's bezoyin. But the psilois, the wicks, that's not a bezoyin, because in adrab he says it's easier to light it when it burnt already once. So there's no bezoyin. Now what's interesting is there's a kuntres that's printed in the Seva Zikaron for Rav Huttner from Rabbeinu, and it has been printed in many other places since then. A kuntres which is from Rabbeinu Yitzchak Sagi Nohar, B'nai Shal Arayvid. Yitzchak Sagi Nohar, he was blind, but he was a Mekubal. The Arayvid was also Mekubal. And he wrote a kuntres over there on Chanukah. And he speaks about over there, he says there's 15 levels in Hidr in the menorah itself. In different, he starts off with a gold menorah, a silver menorah, a silver plated menorah. He goes all the way down, all the different levels. And the 11th level over there is, 11th is a kli cheres, hamitzupa be'ever, a kli cheres that's coated with metal. The 12th level is kli cheres bilti mitzupa, a kli cheres that's not coated. And he says that sarach shiyeh chadash b'chol shana. You need to have a new one each year. I mean, until now we were quoting the Paiskim, which is the Mordechai and the Agos Maimonides and the Shulchan Aruch, who said you need to switch it every night. But the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Saginar, B'nai Shal Ravid, says each year you can use it this year and the next year get a new one. It's a Bzayin. So there's an interesting Chassam Sefer that the item is familiar with, the Chassam Sefer, Masechet Sukkah, Daf Lam Vav, Amud Aleph. Chassam Sefer says, if you have an Esrig Menuma, Esrig which is spotted, with spots on it, brown spots on it. So if there's brown spots on it, if it's in two, three places, depending where, it could be a questionable if it's kosher or not. It might be possible because of Hadar. But says the Chassam Sefer over there that if the spots came from my holding it and doing the mitzvah with it, from my schwitzing with it, at the time when I was doing a mitzvah, the mishmush yadayim, he says, came from the rubbing of your hand, mizeyas hayadayim, from the sweat of your hand, nearly the hava hodar, kiva shabal de mitzvah say, zeo hoidoi v'adroi. That's its hider. Its hider is that it got these brown spots from your doing the mitzvah with it. That's the hider. So perhaps that could be a svar over here also. It could be a svar over here also that this ner shacheres got moss. How? Because you're doing the mitzvah with it. So you did the mitzvah the first night with it. The second night, it's not moss. This is its hider. It got dirty from the mitzvah. What? So I have to switch it next year. So he's assuming that you probably used it throughout the year. So now it's used for shachol. So now you need a new one for next year. Is that a good answer? Efsha. Okay. So, but the question is, on the other achronim, that don't say this, and the other Shainim that learn the Cholayla V'layla. So the question really is the Menorah, is that a chelik of the mitzvah also or not? And it's mashma and some Rishainim that the Menorah is a chelik of the mitzvah. They should have a nice Menorah. Why? Because the kli that was used, just like in the Beis Mikdash, there's a din that there has to be a Menorah. So to be also there has to be a Menorah. You can't just light him in anything. There should be a kli kibble to light in. So that could be that it's mashma over here that there is somewhat of a din of a Menorah. But others want to answer that might be the chilik between the esrig and the Menorah, that the esrig is the mitzvah itself. The Menorah is not the mitzvah itself. And that's why by the Menorah, to switch it each night. Halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch says that someone has a kli cheres, switch each night. That's why. And Achanami, if you have a Menorah that turns ma'os, I don't know about the black of the black of the, it gets, depends on how black the glass gets, but there is a din over here about that. There is a discussion also, a third point, there is a discussion in Hilchas Tzitzis, Siman Chaf Aleph. Over there, the Torah brings down that Tzitzis, Ein Behem Mishum Kedusha, the Tashmishe Mitzvah. We have what's called Tashmishe Mitzvah and Tashmishe Kedusha. Tashmishe Mitzvah are those items that are used for a mitzvah, like the baguette of Tzitzis. And then there's Tashmishe Kedusha, which is like tefillin that has on it the shame of Hashem, has Kedusha. So Tzitzis it doesn't have Kedusha, it's Tashmishe Mitzvah. And the Torah says, V'yachal Zarkam V'lechanis Ben LeBeisikise, you can throw them out, go into Beisikise. V'yira after Afilu Ba'idim B'mitzvah San, with the Lashtamish Ben, even while they're still able to be used for a mitzvah, you can use them. Aval, he says, B'shiltis, the Shiltis in Pasha Shlach Lecha, it says, Asav in the Yisrael, the Mevat Tzachim, the Mivi, the Ovid, the Mefik, the Yidei Chavis Mitzvah. The Shiltis says that it's also for someone to use something they use to be Mekayim Yiv Mitzvah for Chol Dekanitz, Kegoyin Chutin HaKvurim Betalas, like the Chutin that are attached to the Talas. Then he says, what's his raya? His raya is from our sugya that brings down from the pasuk shafach v'kisei that one, the mitzvah shouldn't be bezuyis alav. So one should not use anything, even if it's only tashmishe mitzvah. You shouldn't just throw it out. You shouldn't just use it for whatever you want to use it for, because it's a bezuyin to the mitzvah, bezuy mitzvahs. So the Torah himself says it's possible we can be mechalik, that it's not doima to dam. The shani osam kishemachasa beregel oisa mitzvah derech bezayin. You're doing the mitzvah derech bezayin. Mashenkin over here, where you're not doing the mitzvah derech bezayin. It's a long discussion in the paiskim, the Beis Yosef, the Bach over here in Simchav Aleph. If one could take these mitzvahs, shoshanis, or esrig, or noi sukkah, all different items that we use for mitzvahs, can I just use it for whatever I feel like using it for? Is it bezayin or not to the mitzvah or not? Therefore, in general, we try to, even if we are throwing out tzitzis, or we are throwing out something that's used for a mitzvah, like schach or something like that, we try to either wrap it up, double wrap it before we throw it out. Some people tak on makbet to put tzitzis and shemus for this reason, because of bizui mitzvahs. But others will double wrap it. Tzchach, sometimes it's hard to double wrap, so you put it next to the garbage, not in the garbage, so if the garbage man who's not religious will throw it into the garbage. It shouldn't be done through a yid, hopefully. But that's where these inyanim come from, that even Tashmishe Mitzvah, we're not to give cover to it. Okay. Frelich in Chanukah.